Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 79th Venice International Film Festival. I'm honored to welcome back director Luca Guadagnino, Timothy Chalamet, Taylor Russell. Welcome for Bones and All in competition. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Grazie a voi.
So while watching the film, I was thinking this. Do you think that becoming an adult means that you finally see who you are and accept it? Or it means that you decide who you want to be in life and act on it?
I'm the only adult in the room. I don't know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle because I think the most important thing for me, being someone who has to deal with the creative job and to deal with seeing the other people and trying to, together with the partnership of other great artists, to portray these people, it's try to be always with the eyes wide open and in wonderment. So I try to preserve that wonderment. But at the same time, you can't help by understanding that also you become more wise, less motivated by sudden impulses and all this stuff.
Isn't this question something that the film wants to explore? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Hugely. I don't know, I think it's what we struggle with all as humans, how much is in our control, how much is nature, how much is nurture. Do we have any choice in where our life path lands, or are we sort of pawns in a game?
Taylor, do you want to add something?
I mean, I'm so excited to get older. I'm always thinking about that. I'm like, why does everybody want to be so young? Things are so difficult. You grow older, and it seems like, maybe naively, it seems like it gets easier. Maybe it doesn't get easier. I don't know.
In the film, we hear this sentence, the world of love wants no monster in it. But I think the film proves this affirmation to be wrong. Mm. What do you think? Do you agree?
Yeah, I think the movie does prove the sentence wrong.
I don't know. I always say the best interpretation is the audience's interpretation. So someone could fairly watch this movie and say yes, and someone could equally go, no, they don't belong.
Well, that's like really fast thing. Through the end of the song, we hear through the end of the film, we hear a song saying, "For a minute, we made it feel like home." Isn't also what the film is talking about the search for home in terms of a place of the heart?
I think that was a great intuition by Trent Reznor. We're trying to understand what would have been an original song for the movie, and he came with this song. He wrote the lyrics. He himself sang the song, and he brought this clarity of vision to the finale of the movie. So I agree.
What do you think?
When I heard the song for the first time, Lucas shared it with me. I listened to it, and I wrote all the lyrics down because it was so breathtaking. And I kept reading them over and over and over again, and I don't know how. I mean, it's such a genius. He really encompassed all the themes of the movie and the feelings of the characters within his lyrics, and one of the other lyrics is, I guess you always had a feeling like you knew it all along, something like that. And
yeah.
I think speaking to that sort of intuition of these people, you know, the foresight and the hindsight of it is such a special thing. And I was in awe of it.
Thank you
so much. Luca, Timothy, Taylor Russell, for Bones and All in competition. Ciao. And this was Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.